Hello.
Hi, it's Stella from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry. From where?
Family First Home Care?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I spoke with your daughter last week. I'm just going to check in the home care services, if you have already home care services.
Yes, I'm still looking for services.
Yes. Would you like to sign up with Family First Home Care?
Yes. I'm looking for more information for it. I'm sorry. I was in the hospital. And as you can tell, I'm still getting better. I had necrosis pneumonia. So I almost passed away from it. And I'm on bed rest still. So it's been a little slow process with me. But yes, I am looking for somebody that has some extra people that could help.
Do you want your daughter to help or you want we should staff?
She's 17. She has her medical assistant, CMA, like as of last year. But she's 17.
She's 17 now. So should she like to be 18?
Yes.
Older?
Yes.
So we can just take down your information and then look for an aide to come down to your house.
Yes.
Do you know for how many hours you're approved for?
Approved for a total of 60. My mom wants to do some, but she can't do a whole lot because, of course, she's, you know, in her 70s. My sister was doing some, so she's overseas right now with my niece. My niece is moving overseas to play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing some. And then my ex-husband.
Okay, so maybe let me take down your first and last name, your date of birth. Let me check in if everything is good with your home care services, like if you're approved for that.
Okay.
Your first name is Christy. That's Christi.
Yes.
That's your legal name?
Yes.
And your last name is Dunn, D-U-N-N?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
September 19th, 1975.
I couldn't hear. What, February or January?
September, I'm sorry.
September 19th?
Yes, 75.
1975. Okay. Got it. So you have UPMC as your insurance, and you are on the waiver program. Sounds good. So I think everything sounds good. I will reach out to our enrollment team and to our staffing team. They should look for an aide for you. I do see there are some notes ready that you need Sunday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes. If that can be tweaked, you know, if somebody's looking for different hours, it can be tweaked because, you know, like my ex-husband, he's been staying here to help. He lost his job, so he's not working the hours that he was. And so that can be tweaked some. And my daughter's not in school as of right now, and she lost some of her hours as well. So,
So you're like pretty flexible.
Yes, yes.
With the hours,
yes.
And with the days, but you want a female?
Yeah, a male would be fine too. It doesn't matter. I'm not picky. So.
Okay, what's your 1 second? What's your exact address?
204 Folsom Avenue.
Well, how do I spell that?
S as in Frank, O-L. S as in Sam, O-M. Avenue.
So it's Folsom Avenue, okay.
That's in Folsom.
And the apartment?
There's not an apartment number.
Okay, what's in which city is it?
Folsom, the same as my street name.
Okay.
Pennsylvania, 19033.
19033. In which county is that?
Delaware.
Delaware County. Let's see what else I'll need. Hold on.
And there's no way that we can get my daughter on the books early.
If she's 17, no. We'll need someone that's 18 or older.
Okay, that's what I thought. I feel so bad because, like, like when I first came home, they sent me home on a, like an IV type thing. And she was the one doing my IV. And she's under 17, you know, she's under 18. And because she has all this training, she can do it. But she can't get it hired anywhere. You know, like, I just feel so bad.
Right, I understand. Give it another year and then she'll be able to just...
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I keep on telling her. I pay her money, you know.
Oh, wow. And, okay. So I think that's it for now.
Okay.
I will reach out to our enrollment department and to our staffing department. They should start looking for an aide for you. Expect a call from our enrollment department. They'll just have some questions and some concerns. They'll reach out to your insurance, make sure everything is good. And then once we get an aide for you, then your insurance will send us over authorization so we can pay your aide.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.